This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Drew.
I'm David Bury.
And in the studio with us this evening is Harris Rashid. Hello, sir.
Hey, how are you?
Very well, thank you. You've been here on BFM before, right?
Yes, I have.
On front row.
Yes.
With Mr. Sun Heng.
Yes.
Right. This is an entirely different kind of show. I'll tell you that now.
Yeah, I can feel that.
There's a little bit more energy, but we want to learn about you. So we'll talk to you a little bit about your work very shortly. First off, though, we'll announce our giveaway that we have for this evening. We are giving away free pasta.
Yes, that's right. All thanks to The Bee. Now, if you want to win free pastas, all you have to do is just answer this question. Now, cavatappi is a type of pasta. What does the name translate as? Now, send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what is up to win as well.
David, you need to kind of come up with some jingle for when we're giving away other stuff. I mean, when we do Domino's Pizza, you have that all sorted out. But when we're doing stuff for other things, I think you need to come
Nobody
up with
else
creative.
Has a jingle.
Well, that's it. We have to make one then,
it's
right?
It's not like I'm a creative. I don't come up with jingles.
It's not like he's a creative.
What am I supposed to go?
Wait.
The Bee.
Shall we just get that on record? You just said that live on radio, right? Yeah. What's your job? What do you do exactly?
I make videos.
Right.
We make videos. We're on radio. Come on, man.
We're all creative people.
Yeah, but I don't make jingles.
You can.
That's Brendan's job.
If Brendan gives me something to sing, I'll sing it.
You sing? No, I don't want people. I don't think people want to listen to you sing.
Well, that's just mean.
She keeps saying that, right? So there must be some truth to it, though. Surely.
You can ask him. He was the one who told us that he can't sing.
Yeah.
When he was in a band, he only can play the guitar.
Only can play the guitar. Anyway, folks, remember that number, 016-201-9000. And if you want to get in touch via Twitter,
BFMTTON or BFM Radio.
Simple as that. So, Harris.
Yes.
I've been looking through our stalker sheet, as we have one for every guest. And it says that you like to watch National Geographic and that kind of
yes,
stuff.
Yes, I do. Yes.
And clearly a lot of your work is influenced by the stuff
exactly,
that you've seen
yes.
on that, right? So, I mean, how often would you just sit there sketching the stuff that you see, or do you actually go away from the television for a minute?
I do go away from the television.
Good.
No, I
Good.
Don't. Yeah, if I'm watching TV, I'm watching TV. If I'm sketching, I'm sketching. Yeah.
Right.
But do you get inspiration from Nat Geo?
Exactly, yes, I do, of course. Mm-hmm. Like all the natural stuff, all the animals, all the plants and forests.
It really inspires me. Did you study the anatomy of like the birds that you drew, or is it by
sometimes? Yeah, sometimes I do. Like if I want to get like a certain angle, right. I'll study like a bird's movement, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the hardest animal to draw?
Hardest. Let me see. Probably a leopard.
Because of
the spots.
Right.
Yeah, it's like. It's quite organized, but it's not really. It's quite organic.
You gotta make it look organic.
Exactly,
as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
I remember a few years ago we had Yusuf Gaja here in the studio.
Okay.
And he got me to write my initials.
Yes.
And just do your initials however you want to do it. And then he just turned it all into an elephant.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my god, how did you do that? It's incredible. I mean, is it like these like bursts of inspiration that you work with, or is it something that you actually plan out your work? I mean, because it's very, very intricate.
Yes. Something about me, I don't plan my works. Like some other artists, they might sketch it out. I don't. Mm-hmm. I straight away put it on the final product. I'll have like a final image of the artwork. Then I'll just straight away.
Right.
Yeah. It'll be like when I'm drinking coffee or something. And I'm like, oh my God, that's a great idea. I'll straight away go and pin it. Yeah.
I mean, it's just... Sorry.
Yeah, you see, this is the thing where I say I'm not a creative because I have something in my head, but it never translates well. You know, I'll start doing something, he's like, no, that's not right. You know, and I'll just give up.
You just need to outsource it.
No, yeah. No, it's better. It's always better in my head.
Right.
Yeah.
You can hire me.
I mean, it says here, you know, you were exposed to art at a very young age. I mean, by your mom.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
Thank your mom for that. I mean,
yeah,
is
I
your
do,
mom
I do.
An artist?
She studied textile design.
Right.
She wasn't my art teacher in high school, so indirectly, yeah, she
that
did
influence.
Yeah, uh-huh. I see my flowers like mm-hmm. when I draw my flowers, and like it looks exactly like my mom's. Yeah,
that's very interesting. I mean, I was looking at some of your stuff just yesterday, and I'm thinking how nice they could translate into tattoos and that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have people come
yes.
to you and asked for that?
I have a lot of tattoo requests. Yes, I do, but I don't like consciously think of tattoos when I'm doing it. It just when it finishes.
Right.
Yeah, it looks like tattoo. Yeah,
they do. I mean, I the first time I saw them, I'm like, are these tattoos?
Yeah,
I had to ask Azizel, you know. But you work in all kinds of media, right?
Yes,
you,
I do
everything.
I do. Yes,
I mean, do you have a particular favorite medium you work with?
Definitely. Watercolors and color pencils. Yeah.
Right.
Would you ever get into t-shirt design?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you have already.
Bing, done that.
What have you not tried then?
I don't know. You give me an idea.
What about on shoes?
Shoes, yes, I have. Yes.
Okay. Right. What else?
On a wall?
Yeah, wall.
Yes, I've done, like, sometimes I do street art also, as well. Yeah.
Oh, really?
He's done it all already. How old are you? 20 what?
23.
Oh, my.
What are you doing with your life, Richard?
What am I doing? Yes. Just keep reminding me, David.
Almost twice his age.
Almost twice.
Ouch.
All right.
Can we switch David's microphone off, please? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, just a quick reminder, 016-201-9000. It is a giveaway. We are giving away pasta from the B at yes. Publica.
And if you want to win, all you have to do is just answer this question. Cavatappi is a type of pasta. Now, but what does the name translate as? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what is up to win as well.
The bee.
Okay. There you go. Okay. We'll give you a round of applause.
I'll give you
that.
Two dings.
All right. So we'll be talking very shortly about Publica as well, because you have an exhibition, or you've had an exhibition.
I'm having an exhibition.
It's coming on soon. We'll be talking about that in just a couple of minutes. We have some advertisements and then some music. Please do not go anywhere. We'll be right back here on That Time of Night. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is That Time of Night. That was Coasts with the track Oceans. David over there singing. Somebody tell him to be quiet. Adeline is in the studio. Say hello.
Hello, I'm Adeline.
Hello, I'm David.
And our guest is...
Hi, Harris.
Harris. Brendan's in the corner. Azizel's right behind me. Now, so we were just talking just a few minutes ago about the work that you do. And it was mentioned to me that your work was featured on the official Instagram account.
Yes.
And our stalker has just told me that it has over 500,000 likes.
That's a lot, dude.
500,000.
It's like being rich in Monopoly money.
Right. That's pretty much what I was going to ask you.
Exactly.
Has it translated into anything?
I mean, like, you get a lot of compliments.
Right. Yeah. Do you have many more followers now, though, as well?
Yeah, on that night where they posted it.
Right.
I was, like, from 1,000 to, like, 6,000, like, overnight.
My word.
Yeah, my phone blew up and all the battery, like, went down, yeah.
Ting, ting,
exactly,
ting.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always wondered if it gets to a point where, you know, when it says somebody likes your photograph,
yes.
if it just gives up and it's just like, you know,
yeah.
Nothing keeps popping up
exactly,
anymore.
Exactly, right. Yeah, you went jammed, yeah.
Right.
Wow.
So you have an exhibition happening soon at Publica, right?
Yes, I have actually two.
Okay.
They're both group exhibitions. I have one this weekend in White Box under Kafa. So I have new works, and I'll be doing classes as well, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday I'll be doing watercolor classes, and Sunday I'll do pattern classes for children.
How much does it cost?
The Saturday class is 70 ringgit, mm-hmm. and the Sunday for children 50 ringgit.
Can you teach someone who can't paint to paint?
Yes.
Really?
With patience.
With patience. Patience from who?
Both sides.
Yeah. I mean, how did it start with you, though? I mean, did you go to classes? Did you go to school for it? I mean...
Well, initially, I wanted to become an architect because that was, like, the closest thing I could think of that has, like, my interest and a professional thing, but that didn't turn out so well. So, as you can see. And I enrolled in the One Academy. Then... From there, you want, the rest is history.
What do your parents say about it? I mean, going into something like art isn't something that's highly looked upon.
Exactly, yeah. Because my mom studied art in UITM. Mm. So she already knew how it was going to go because she saw friends. But she was my teacher.
Right.
Yeah, she didn't really do art for... You know,
I mean, that must have been quite difficult for her as well, because she's an art teacher.
Exactly.
And so she's trying to get
but
people to
ironically,
do it.
Ironically, my dad's more supportive than my mom. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I guess, your mom's probably just scared.
Yeah, because she's seen it. Yeah.
A starving artist and everything.
But now that you proved to her mom.
I guess so.
You're holding mom, your phone going, look, mom, look at all these Instagram likes.
I hope you're proud of me, mom.
But how much do those Instagram likes, you know, translate to actual money?
Correct. I do.
No, not really.
Is this your full-time job?
Yes, as in 2 years ago. Yeah. Mm.
What's it like now?
Okay, I'm doing well. Yeah, as a young, upcoming artist, I mean, I'm doing okay for like an upcoming artist. Like, I'm not doing like,
dude, you have 500,000 likes. You've got two exhibitions going on. You're selling your paintings. You know, I mean, I'm looking at this. So, you're selling paintings between 480 ringgit all the way up to 6,400 ringgit. Yes, yes. That's not a bad price. That's not bad pocket money, is
it? How much did you sell your first piece?
My first piece, it was actually at KL Pack. It was like my dearest painting actually, and it was like for 500, and he asked for like 400.
what kind of painting was it?
It was like, it was the start of the Beauty and the Beast actually. Beauty and the Beast. Yeah, it was a tiger piece, black and white. Yeah.
So he actually came and went, got discount.
Typical Malaysians, right?
You know that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even when they're buying artwork.
Exactly. You know,
this thing never ends, does it? It never ends.
Yes.
Right. Okay, so let's move on. We've got a little bit of news from Page 2 coming up. David, I believe you are first.
What's all the shouting?
Okay, David, what do you have for me?
Something a bit serious. I picked this up on the news, and I thought it would be quite interesting if we could discuss it.
Okay.
So a 16-year-old student in the US posted a picture of a busy school hallway on Snapchat and said, planning the next school shooting.
No way. How old is this kid?
16.
Okay.
Yeah. So then someone saw it and reported it to the police, and the boy admitted to it but said it was just a prank.
My God, what was he thinking?
He thinks that it's a prank. And this is the biggest problem that I see. You know, this whole desensitization to things like killings and sex and drugs because of the media and because of how everything is being portrayed. Mm. It's getting very scary. I mean, I know that a lot of people say stuff like, just because I shoot guns on Counter-Strike doesn't mean I'm going to shoot people in real life. Yes, it's true. But the question is, do you feel the same emotions you should technically feel if you see someone get shot? Or do you have the idea in mind to shoot someone? How easy does it come to you?
We can kind of relate this, I suppose, in some ways to the pictures that we've been seeing in the media recently.
Right.
Of the Syrian refugees and the children on the beaches and one thing or another. And a massive outcry about this, right? I mean, rightly so or wrongly so, depends on how you want to look at it. But in my mind, it was all about, if you remember back, well, you won't remember back, none of us will. But if you remember when there were images featured from the girl in the Vietnam War, you remember that one where she's running across the bridge and she's being caught on fire? And it's because of that image that policy changed, right?
Right.
So, I mean, it's fair enough to say this, what you're talking about right now, about how people are becoming desensitized to that. But when we are seeing stuff in newspapers and on websites, you know, where do you turn, right?
Yeah, but my question is also in terms of the generation gap, or let's just say the younger people, 16 years old, people who are about 10, 15 years younger than our average age right now, like, who actually feel something for all of these, you know, for the pictures in Syria and everything like that. Mm. Do younger people actually care as much as we do?
True. I mean, they think that it is, to them, you know, it might be funny, but they never think of the consequences, you know, what would happen to them.
Yeah. I mean, how can you prank something like that? Just say, planning a school shooting.
I mean, a lot,
I don't think they were even able to remember Columbine. I mean, if 16, when was Columbine? It was about 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah,
right?
It was a while ago. Yeah, right?
So they were like 1 year old. They wouldn't know how devastating that was for the world, actually.
I mean, it's not only that, but it's just a couple of weeks ago where the whole Pokemon competition thing was happening, and you know they were saying we're going to wipe out the competition, and everybody's like, "Oh,
with guns,
and they open
real
up,
guns, right?
Yeah, they open up their boot and they've got a stack of real guns.
They got busted.
I think children these days just exposed to internet too early,
right?
Yeah. I mean, it's not wrong to get exposed to internet at the early age, but the thing is that, you know, it's all due to parents as well in terms of parenting, you know.
No, but at the same time, it's due to the media, and the media themselves are feeding what they feel like they need to feed to get the money, you know, which is very sad. Like, all of the biggest hits in TV right now are all based on violence, right? You know, that's why I love comedies, because I'm such a happy guy.
It sounds like it. Right. So David's been a happy guy, and we've got a happy story. Adeline, what do you have? Please tell me it's something a little bit more uplighting.
It is full of sunlight. It's a funny... Well, it's full of sunlight, definitely. I mean, it's about losing weight.
Okay.
All right. So have you guys tried losing weight before?
I don't think you need to lose any more weight.
No, not me, but you guys. Have you tried?
Yes.
What's she saying about you, Richard? She's saying something about you, Richard.
You've already called me old, and now you're calling me fat?
She's calling you fat.
Okay.
I'm not calling you fat. Anyway, so my story is about losing weight, and this is in Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. Okay, so women were spotted in Hong Kong in this place called Sam Ka Village. So women tried to lose weight by just staring at the sun.
What?
Yes, wow. Staring at the sun. So instead of just going on diet.
Easiest diet ever.
Yes, so instead of eating healthily or going to gym, just look at the sun.
Wow.
And then you can lose weight.
Isn't that called sunbathing?
Yeah, true.
But the thing is, they're not literally sunbathing. They're just standing there.
Standing in the sun.
With their jeans, with their tops, and they're just staring at the sun. I mean, are you serious?
When they get a sunburn?
Right.
That's the thing. You know, what do you call it? Skin cancer.
I looked at the article that you've taken this story from, and it kind of links back to a China Daily Post, which then is picked up by China Coconuts or something or other. And they're talking about some of these women have even got to the point where they think that just by staring at the sun for long enough, they don't need to eat.
Yes, that's right.
They have people who say, oh yeah, I've been doing it for 9 months.
Do you have to stare directly in the sun?
Yes, this is what they do. They start off each day. It starts off the first time and they stare for 11 seconds.
Doesn't that hurt your eyes?
That's the thing. It's a substitute. It's a substitute for eating.
I see.
Yeah, they have these special glasses that they wear, like pinhole glasses. That stop the glare from this. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Staring at the sun for 11 seconds.
For the first day. The next day, you add 11 more seconds.
Oh, okay.
Right? I don't know about this.
I'm not sure about these.
Has anyone lost weight from this?
I'm guessing not. Well, if you're not eating, you're going to lose weight, right?
Yeah.
Regardless of if you're staring at the sun.
Well, I pretty hope they would drink water while staring at the sun, right?
Actually, I don't know. I don't know about you guys, but if it's really hot outside, I don't actually feel like eating.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
So maybe it's one of those things, right?
Because you're fatigued.
Yeah.
So it's psychosomatic really rather than actual physical changes.
Yeah. It's just like, you know.
But I don't think this is a good idea.
I think it's a very stupid idea.
It is stupid.
You should just like have an ice cream cart around them.
Ding, ding, ding. You'd have to make a lot of money.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay, moving on. 016-201-9000 if you want to take part in our giveaway. Can I have a ding, please? There you go. This is our giveaway. We are giving away free pasta, or rather vouchers for free pasta,
yes,
courtesy of our friends
the
over at the Bee.
Yes, so if you want to win, all you have to do is just answer this question. Cavatappi is a type of pasta, but what does the name translate as? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what is up to win as well.
The Bee. Oh, it's so good. We've got some foals coming up right now. Then we'll be back with stories from both me and Harris. You are listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89. It's that time of night here on BFM 89.9. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
I'm David Bury.
Hi, I'm Harris.
Harris. Right, Harris.
Yes.
So it's come to that point in the evening where we're going to ask you about your story. I mean, I know you're very keen on to tell us about this, right? It's about Dismaland.
Exactly. My favorite street artist called Banksy, British street artist, has announced an exhibition at the Dialect Seafront Lido in Weston-super-Mare.
Right.
Called Dismaland.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like a take on Disneyland. Dismal being, you know, Banksy. Being cruel, kind of sinister. Yeah. So he made a whole theme park out of knockoffs of Disney themes.
Right.
Yeah.
There are some very interesting exhibits. One of them that I did notice was the whole crashed princess carriage.
Yes.
Saw that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We had the paparazzi.
The paparazzi
snap
there. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And you're just watching that. And you,
exactly.
As an English person looking at that, I'm like, it's a bit close to the bone. But I think
it destroys your children.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think looking at this place, I mean, there were queues around the block. There were people trying to take pictures from it from every single angle. It's a really interesting take. And I don't think there's going to be any failure at all in this kind of project at all, is there?
No. That's the point.
Right.
It was meant to be like a failure.
Right.
A failure of Disneyland,
I guess.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be the happiest place.
Yeah, yeah.
Would it be there forever? Or, I mean, is it just like an exhibition for a while?
It says it's going to be there for 5 weeks, but I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
So you build this thing up. It's huge.
Yeah.
And you tear it down in 5 weeks.
Yeah.
But then what will happen is like the English heritage will come in and they'll say, well, no, it's a historic site.
Yeah.
It's part of our heritage. Let's keep it.
Yeah,
it's part of our heritage.
But when they were constructing it, they told the locals that it was going to be a Hollywood set.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they had to keep it in secret. Yeah. Only 4 people in the community knew what actually was happening.
Right.
Yeah. How long did it take to build?
I'm not sure, but it could be because there's like a lot of big constructions. Right. Yeah.
I just wonder how much is the admission fee though to actually see this?
It's actually $5.
£5.
£5.
£5.
That's
so not Disneyland.
I've been looking at the website and It's like sold out, sold out, sold out. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
For the 5 weeks? 5 weeks?
No, they're still left. Yeah, mm-hmm. in September.
But
September.
Going back to what I was saying about it being, you know, a heritage site or whatever, I think Banksy is probably one of the UK's... probably is the biggest artist right now, you know. Mm. So they'll want to preserve it and they'll want to keep it open because they know that people will come from all over to come and visit.
Wasn't he supposed to get charged or something when they found out?
He's anonymous, apparently.
Well, I thought they found out who he was.
No.
Really?
There's been rumors about who he is and like whether it's him or
if there's
20 of them. Yeah. Nobody knows. Yeah. He's like Batman of the art world.
But sometimes I'm thinking like, because it's like whole theme park. Is it all his ideas?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Maybe
a contribution.
A whole team.
If I'm correct, it's not, because I remember someone saying that some of the pieces were from other artists.
Yeah, like there is actually 20 people from other artists. Damien Hirst is showcasing there as well.
Yeah. Right. Very interesting stuff.
Damien Hirst is the one that did the giant balloon animals, right?
He's the one that cut animals in half.
Yes. Oh,
okay, wrong one.
Yes. He's that one.
Sharks.
Close. Anyway, very quickly, if you want to take part in the competition, 016-201-9000.
Tootings for you.
Thank you very much.
So we're giving away free pasta vouchers, all thanks to the B. Now, if you want to win, all you have to do is just answer this question. Cavatappi is a type of pasta, but what does the name translate as? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what is it to win as well.
The B.
We've had quite a few correct answers. Do keep coming them in. Sending them in. We'll be going through them a little bit later on. Of course, if you want to get in touch via Twitter as well, you can get us at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. Now onto our final story. It's from China. Another one. This is about how the Chinese government are trying to manage public dancing. Yes, right.
What does that mean?
Okay.
Wait, is it line dance?
Yeah, it pretty much is. Oh, so okay. There's been a spate of kind of noisy disputes between middle-aged women and nearby residents. Mm-hmm. So China for a very long time did not have public spaces where people can gather.
I see.
And now they're plentiful. So what happens is that a lot of people get together, particularly elder women and older men, gentlemen, and they do a little bit of cutesy line dancing, right? And it's really cute to see, actually, if you walk past. But if you're living in that particular area, it gets noisy. They're banging the drums, they're banging cymbals, they're playing from rather large PA systems as they're doing these dances, you know. And so there's been a whole bunch of complaints. And so the Chinese government have actually stepped in and said, maybe you need to like calm it down a little bit. And maybe we can give you some suggestions on perhaps the dance moves that you should do.
I see.
So they have created state-sanctioned line dancing videos, right? Which these old people can follow. And, you know, so you're going to have all up and down the country, the whole kind of elder generation will be doing these specific
government approved
dances.
I like how it's the 50-year-olds rebelling.
Right, exactly.
Like the ones that are causing chaos in our country are 60 years old.
Pretty much, they have an organization, a dance organization.
No,
they don't.
No.
There's no approval.
It's free form. It's just gathering on the streets, having a bit of fun with your aunties and uncles, you know, all together. Go on.
I can picture like a young man coming out of the house screaming, "Get off my road, you old man!"
But it almost came to blows earlier this year. In fact, this whole story has been going on for quite a while. But earlier this year, it almost came to blows when some guy stepped out of his apartment with a loaded pistol and fired it into the air because he was so annoyed with the noise. You know, you can imagine all these cymbals and things being banged all over the place. Yeah. You can't sleep. And these people like to dance at 11 and 12 p.m. at night.
Oh, okay.
So maybe they should actually get a place.
11 and 12 p.m.
Correct. Yeah. Yes.
50, 60-year-olds up at 11, 12 p.m.
More happening than you, David.
Ooh, snap. Oh. Give it a ding.
Oh, it hurts.
Okay. Right, we've got rid of our stories for the evening. It's come to that time of the night where we have to ask you a bunch of questions unrelated to what it is that you do. So we're going to have a bit of fun on Smarty Pants. It sounds a little bit like this.
Smarty Pants. 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 Smarty Pants.
Harris, you've got 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you possibly can.
I'll try.
If you don't know the answer, say skip and we'll move along.
Okay.
The trick is not to linger on something if you don't know the answer. All right?
Okay.
So your 3 minutes start now. Which is larger in landmass, Australia or China?
China.
In what century was Nintendo founded?
Pass.
Which painter had a blue period?
Picasso.
A0, A7, and A8 are all types of what?
Pass.
What color is the zero on a roulette wheel?
A pass.
All right. How many U.S. states border Alaska?
Zero.
The LRT runs through the KL railway station. True or false?
False.
How many bones are in the human neck?
Seven.
What is the name of Batman's sidekick and ward?
Robin.
How many people are in the painting The Last Supper by Leonardo da Vinci?
Oh, pass.
Which decade saw the crumble of the Soviet Union?
Pass.
Which shoe designer was shoe designer Jimmy Choo born in Penang? Yes or
yes.
No? The city of Zurich lies on the Limmat River. True or false?
Yes.
Who is the lead actor in the 1998 film The Truman Show?
Pass.
French professional footballer Thierry Henry played for which English football club from 1999?
No idea.
How many hotels are there in a game of Monopoly? 10, 12, or 15?
10?
Lillehammer, the host of the 1994 Winter Olympics Games, is in which country?
Pass.
The Te Tarik Man, created by Red Hong Yi, uses how many tea bags? 10,000, 15,000, or 20,000?
20,000.
Which famous British graffiti artist describes himself as a quality vandal?
Banksy.
Malachite is what color?
Malachite?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
James Brooke was the governor of which Malaysian state?
Sabah. Sorry.
I think David's going to go crazy. All right, okay. George Clooney, Michael Keaton, and Christian Bale have all played which fictional character on film?
Pass.
Which German philosopher wrote Das Kapital?
Pass.
Who played gay rights activist and politician Harvey Milk in the 2008 film Milk?
Oh, I don't know his name. Pass.
Julian Casablancas is the lead singer in which US rock band?
Pass.
Which four-letter word beginning with G is a framework of crisscrossed or parallel bars?
Great.
Which confectionery items are named after Forrest Mars and Bruce Murray?
Bruce Murray? What? Sorry?
Which confectionery items are named after Forrest Mars and Bruce Murray?
Mars?
Okay, sorry. We are out of time. It's time for some advertisements. We'll be right back after these messages. It is that time of night here on BFM 89.9. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Jones.
I'm David Bury.
I'm Harris.
So, just before the break then, Harris, we were asking you a whole bunch of questions for Smarty Pants. How well do you think you did, sir?
Pretty bad, I feel.
I don't think I did too bad.
He's pretty all right.
I mean, there was a few dings, there was a few buzzes, but, you know, other than that. So, let's go through some of the ones you got wrong.
So, all right, the first question, what color is zero on the roulette wheel? The answer is green. Who was the lead actor in the 1998 film The Truman Show? Jim Carrey.
Okay.
French professional footballer Thierry Henry played for which of English football club from 1999, Arsenal FC?
Mm-hmm.
Malachite is what colour? The answer is green. James Brooke was the governor of which Malaysian state? The answer is Sarawak.
That's right.
Sorry.
You should know
very
that.
Very close.
Respect.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Harris Rashid scored 11 points.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not the best. Yeah. It's not the worst.
Got to brush on my general knowledge then.
We've had people who've got one right for the whole thing, so don't worry about it.
It's not like you just can't study for this.
Yeah, true. Well, we had a guest, Jen Chia.
Uh-huh.
She actually studied for this.
Oh, yes, wow. She did. That was ridiculous.
She went online.
She didn't tell me I should have studied.
Ridiculous. Very quickly, folks, we have about 8 minutes left if you want to take part in the competition. 016-201-9000. Answer this question.
Cavatappi is a type of pasta, but what does the name translate as? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what is after win as well.
The bee.
Okay, fact of the daytime. Adeline, do you want to go first, being as you've got papers in your hand already?
Yeah, sure. I have two again.
Oh, here we go.
What is up with that? We're supposed to come out with one.
I know.
Give us your best one. You don't get two.
All right. I'll give you two. All right, so since I came here from Sydney as well, here's another Sydney fact.
We're so enamored with Sydney facts.
All right, so Manly Beach Manly Beach in Sydney was named after the English founder of the city was impressed by the indigenous inhabitants' manly behavior.
Okay, awesome. Great.
And the second one is the space between your eyebrows is called nation.
What?
Oh, really?
That's interesting, actually. Okay, yeah, David,
an interesting
what
one.
Do you got?
Most Muppets are left-handed because most Muppets... because most Muppeteers are right-handed, so they operate the head with their favorite hand.
Muppeteers. Okay. I quite like that.
Yeah. I'm Muppeteers.
Left-handed. You're left-handed.
I'm left-handed too. Oh, but I can't draw for crap, so that's a different story.
He tried.
Okay then, so during the Middle Ages, handshakes were meant to make sure that the person you were meeting wasn't carrying a concealed weapon. Right?
I knew that.
So the hand clasp proved that your hands were empty, mm-hmm. and the shaking motion was to make sure that you dislodged any weapons hiding up their sleeve. I didn't know that part. So basically, it's like, I promise I'm not about to violently stab you to your bloody and untimely death.
And now it's a gentleman's...
And now it's a gentleman's thing.
What was it? Hello.
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 Okay, we're not going to do that. Tomorrow's guest is Matt Bellotti, of course. He'll be with us here in the studio tomorrow. But this
Matt
evening,
Bellotti.
Matt Bellotti. This evening we had Harris Rashid. Thank you very much for joining us in the studio.
Yeah,
it's been an absolute pleasure. Please do come back. And where can people look at your work? Where can they see you?
You can find me on Facebook, fb.com/dharisrashid. And my Instagram is... at Harris Rashid.
And for those who want to actually take up classes this weekend, you know, do they have to register earlier?
Yes, they do. You can email me at hrydin@hotmail.com.
Brilliant. You have been listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.